Hallelujah. Thank you, our God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to take our 2025 confession. Thank you for being with us today. If you're with us in person, thank you for being here. If you're with us online, thank you for being here. I know we have a special guest, Pastor Muiwa's mom is here with us. We welcome you, ma. Thank you all the way from Nigeria. We're glad to have you. Glory to God. She always speaks the best season of the year to come here. She knows there's so much power in this season. You know, she just comes and gets it all. Hallelujah. We're always excited to see her. Amen. Somebody say, I'm separated. From the spirit of stupid. I am fully immersed in the spirit of wisdom. There's too much stupidity in the world. But I am a child of God, full of the spirit of wisdom. And I walk in the wisdom of God every day. I'm baptized in that spirit. I walk in the fullness of that spirit. And the fruits of it will show in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take our 2025 confessions. Pastor Tino has already told us today, we encourage you, just take one copy for yourself, adults and teens, one copy of each of these. Knowing God intimately as powerful. Powerful. You're going to see some of that in some of what I'm going to minister today. Uncommon wisdom. Oh my goodness, that is powerful. Truly, these are two of the books, I believe, two of the most impactful, most powerful books that have come out of this ministry. I know the Holy Spirit himself is breathed upon these books. I know that. Amen. I know that for sure. I'm not just saying it. I know it. You know, I don't hype things up. I'm saying it because I know it's true. So get a copy for yourself now from next Sunday by God's grace. So you, through this week, as we go through the fast, you know, target about three people that are close to you that you think can be blessed by these books. Think about them. And then when you come next Sunday, we will have three copies extra for each person. But this will not be books that we want you to put in your basement. Please don't keep them in your basement. Please make sure when you take them immediately, you act on them. Our goal is to get these books to as many as can be blessed by them. Electronically, that's usually the easiest way, and they are already going everywhere, right through the country and around the world. Praise God. But even the hard copies can be a blessing. You know, the Uncommon Wisdom book is a devotional, but it's also a handbook. I want to say something to you about this. If there is any, you come to a point in your walk, on your journey this year, and you need the wisdom of God. Beyond the fast, beyond this season of a fast, you need to make some difficult decisions. You need to know the way to go. This has already happened for us. Between last year and this year, we needed to make some very important, very crucial decisions regarding someone in our family. You know, we just interacted with these materials. It became clear. I mean, 2 weeks before, we didn't know what to do. And 2 weeks later, just by interacting with the materials in this book, 12-step plan, very easy. Everything very clear. You will experience better than that. Amen. In your life, in the name of Jesus. You will know exactly what you need to do, where you need to go, the steps you need to take, the decisions you need to make. So not just only through the Daniel fast, it's a handbook of wisdom. There's so much more material that I'd wanted to put in there, but I think that the Lord wanted me to wait. So I think sometime in the future, I'm going to do like, I don't know, I'm going to revisit this and add more to the materials in here at the back of it. Hallelujah. But, you know, you come to times, if you can take 3 days and just soak yourself in that spirit of wisdom and go through all the materials, read the scriptures, read the things, receive the spirit of wisdom in your life, 3 days you will know what to do. But many of you may not be able to devote 3 days straight, fast and pray and know what you need to do. So maybe you can give 30 days. Every day, just take one day, 30 days, go straight. I guarantee you, at the end of 30 days, you will know what you need to. I have no doubt about it. If it doesn't happen, come and let me know. So I can pray for you. It means you need higher prayer. You need to be anointed with oil. Something needs to be broken. You will, three days or 30 days, something will happen for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So get your copy today, everybody. And the other one, of course, knowing God more intimately. You will see it. You'll see it in a couple of the scriptures I'm going to read today. So help us how to dwell in the secret place with the Holy Spirit. So many things become easy when you dwell in that secret place. Many things become easy. Hallelujah. So many things are a struggle for people. They become very easy for you when you dwell in that secret place. I'm so thankful to God for the unction and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that is upon that book. So grab your copy, and next week you can have some more. And if you need more after that, we will make available as many as we need to make available to as many people as need them. The Lord will take care of it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you are online with us, you can get those electronic ones right now. They're right there on all those platforms. Apple Books, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble's Nooks, right? I think it's in Nook, whatever it's called. Nook, thank you. They're there. And if you don't have any of those platforms, go straight to our website. You can download them free of charge from our website immediately today. Even as I'm speaking right now, I went there last night. You know, I just wanted to try it out. Went there and boom, it was right there in my iPad. Both books are there. Glory to God. Amen. We're so blessed. Thank God for technology. Amen. All right, let's take our 2025 confessions. It's a long one, so drink some water if you need to. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruit will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side. I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me and he's showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. In Jesus' name, amen. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive it. Glory to God. Please go ahead and be seated. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. This is the theme that we're ministering on to open up the year. I started last week, though I couldn't really get into my notes at all. I call it the dew of heaven, your due season, and God's due order. The dew of heaven, your due season, and God's due order. Okay, I have a very limited time because already 12:30, we have to leave by 1. So I'm just going to do something really abbreviated here. Let's get started. I think a couple of scriptures we should read, and then I want to read out of Proverbs, and I want to read out of Psalm 92 as well. Glory to God. Let's start out here. There's no question it is the will of God that all is well with you. If you were with us during the watch night service, that's where we were. Let's pick it up from there. There is no question, it is the will of God that all is well with you. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse, let's read verse 1 to 3 and verse 18. I'm going to depend a lot on my helper who's putting up these scriptures today. So I'm sure you're ready, Emma. Let's go for it. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let's go from 1 to 3. There we go. Now, this is the commandment. These are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you may do them in the land where you go to possess it. Verse 2. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son, and your son's son, your daughter's daughters, all the days of your life, and that all your days may be prolonged. Hold on in that verse 2. Don't go to verse 3. Yeah, stay right there, just for 1 minute. That you may fear the Lord. Watch this. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, that you and your son and your son's son. So there's a promise here for generations beyond you, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Now look at what it says there, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and all his commandments, which I command you. Now last year, the Lord had us go through, we went this, I think it was earlier on in the year, somewhere around the beginning, where we were talking about God doesn't give advice, he gives commands, right? And we talked about the heart. God is a God of the heart. It's easy to follow God's and to obey God's commands when our hearts are yielded to him, right? God doesn't give advice. God doesn't give suggestions. Although more literal translations, even some of the scriptures I'm going to read out of the Proverbs today, just in connection with the book on common wisdom. And as we get into this fast, you know, just to encourage you, and you heard me praying a prayer, you know, there's God, the opposite of the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of stupid. It is true. And there are too many stupid people in the world. Right? And don't take this, this is not my words. I'm just echoing the words of the scriptures. I don't want you to be offended. You know, here in the West, in the Western Hemisphere, you know, we're so picky about everything, right? Because of our democratic norms, which is great. Democracy is awesome. But you have to understand, God was not writing from a place of democracy when he wrote the Bible. The instructions he gave to his people was not based on democratic norms. No, it was not. God didn't take a vote to determine who should lead them out of slavery. He didn't do it. And you know, God doesn't take a vote. God doesn't take a vote to tell you how he wants you to live. He doesn't take a vote to find out who is the most popular people in the world and then appoint them to be his servants. He doesn't do it. God doesn't put politicians in the pulpit. This is not a popularity contest. We're not trying to win numbers so that we can boast about how many people follow us. That's not what this is. It's just not what this is. We are mouthpieces for God. Right. A politician has to be very careful what they say. Well, the typical politicians usually have to be. Because, you know, you have to. That's why they call something political PC, politically correct. Because you have to think about it very well. So you dice, you cut. That's why sometimes politicians can be very dishonest. They have to say to different audiences what the different audiences want to hear. Right? God is not a politician. Right? The word of God, look at it. His commandments are his commandments. Whether he's speaking to old people, young people, white people, black people, men, women, his commandments are the same. He's not a politician. Hallelujah. And he does not appoint politicians to the pulpit. It's a different, our assignments are different. Politicians win votes. The more votes you win, the more you can win an election. Right? God's appointed servants preach the word. We speak God's uncompromised gospel. That's our job. And you preach it and let the chips fall. That's it. The chips will fall. They will always fall. Because if you go into an audience and you say some things they don't like to hear because you refuse to be a politician, some people will be offended. Right? But that's just the way it is. Let the chips fall. Right? And as a child of God, as you start out in this new year, as we get going into our time of fasting, I want you to understand, God needs nothing. God is not needy. That you and I are doing a fast doesn't make God bigger than he is. It's not, God doesn't, he doesn't receive more blessings because there are more people fasting and praying. No, he does not. We are the ones who need him. He is the one who adds value to us. We don't add any value to him. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the one who adds value to us. So you heard me say, you know, there are a lot, the spirit of stupidity is in the world. But God wants to separate us from the spirit of stupidity. Amen. And the way he does it is by baptizing us and immersing us in the spirit of wisdom. And wisdom is walking in the ways of the Lord so that it can be well with you. When you walk in the Lord's way, it will be well with you. When you follow the Lord's commands, it will be well with you. When you do what the Lord instructs and directs, it will be well with you. That's just the way it is. Hallelujah. Now, he says that your life, that your days and your life may be prolonged on the earth. Go to verse 3. This is where we're really going. Look at verse 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily. See, there's a condition for increasing mightily. There is a condition for it to be well with you. Look, everybody is going to pray, but every prayer will not be answered. Let me just tell you the way it is. That is the truth. Everybody's going to pray, but every prayer is not going to be answered. Right? There are conditions for prayers to be answered. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
It's our job to follow God's requirement. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
God doesn't answer every prayer that is prayed. No, look at what he says. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be, it can be well with you. Look, you may not even have to pray. Lord, help us not to be sick this year. Lord, help us not to have accident. Lord, help us not bad things. You don't have to pray it. You may not have to pray it. Seriously. You may just need to walk. Just walk. Look at what it says. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, what? That it may be well with you. There are certain things that are covered in your covenant. You've just read it now in our confession. With long life, it will satisfy me. So, that is a provision of the covenant.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a prayer, Lord, please make sure you help me live long. Please don't let me die young. Lord, please make sure, you know, you already said it in your word. People will laugh at you if I die young. No, it is a provision of the covenant that it may be well with you. Look at that confession, that it may be well with you, spirit, soul, and body. So your spirit is, you are at peace. Your spirit is healthy. You are close to the Lord. You are walking in his covenant. In your soul, in your mind, in your intellect, in your will, you are healthy, you are well, you are surrounded with peace, the peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
And then in your physical body, you are healthy, you are well. That's what it means that it may be well with you. The word is shalom. How many people remember the story of that woman? You remember that woman whose son was sick? You know, she got this son by a miracle. from God. When she created a place in her home for the prophet of God to always come by. That's a story in 2 Kings chapter 4. Is it 2 Kings chapter 4? I think it might be. And every time Elisha came to the house of this woman, you know, she would make a place for him and make him comfortable. And then one day, Elisha called his servant and said, "What does this woman need? We have to bless her." You see, that woman did not pray for anything. She didn't ask for anything. She did not pray for anything. What's that scripture? I think I'm going to throw you off a little bit. Let's look for it, since the Holy Spirit wanted us to read. I wasn't planning to go there today. God bless you. 2 Kings 4, I think it is chapter 4. Let's read that. I want to show you something real quick here. Look at it. 2 Kings, I think it's chapter 4. You see right here from verse 8. Let's read from verse, let's read from verse 8. 2 Kings from verse 8, chapter 4 from verse 8, And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she was she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. Verse 9. Hallelujah. And she said unto her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passes by us continually." Verse 10. "Let us make a little chamber, I pray you, on the wall. Let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be that when he comes to us, he will turn in inside, in there, he will turn in either," he says. Verse 11. "And it fell on a day that he came there and he turned into the chamber and he lay there." The man was comfortable. Verse 12. "And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you?" What is to be done? The woman did not ask for anything. The woman just did what was pleasing to God. That's all. She didn't even ask for anything. And then the man said, "Do you want us to speak to you to speak to the king on your behalf, or to the captain of the host?" She answered, "I dwell among my own people." Go on to the next verse, verse 14, I think. "And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old." That is, they had an impossible problem. They were dealing with an impossibility. But when the prophet asked, "What can we do for you?" the woman didn't say, "We are dealing with an impossibility." Did she?
No,
she did not. It was the servant who told the prophet, "They have an impossible situation." And then the servant of God said, "Oh," let's read the next verse. "And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season," she didn't ask. But he prophesied to her, "About this season, according to the time of life, you will embrace a son. You will, by this time next year, you will carry a son in your hand." That's what he was prophesying. It was impossible. It was so impossible that woman said, "My Lord, don't lie to me." Don't lie to me. Like, this is past anything she's ever dreamed of. The time for her to dream of such a miracle is already past in your life. Let me prophesy to you. Some of you, some things you have already written off. This is done. This is forever over. It can never happen. God will amaze you this year. Some things will happen in your life this year that will be so amazing. They will be so amazing. Even you will be shocked what the Lord will do for you. Even you will be shocked what the Lord will do for you. She didn't pray for it. She didn't pray for it. The man, the Lord just spoke it and said, "This is going to happen for you. This is going to happen for you." Now that boy, she truly, according to the word of God, what's that? What's the next verse? Go on to the next verse. And the woman conceived, just like the word of God said. It happened just like the woman, just like the man of God said. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. God is a God of time. According to the time of life. Exactly as God said it. Exactly as God. Now, that son she got fell sick. That son fell sick. Her miracle fell sick. And look at it. When the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. Go on to the next verse. And he said unto his father, my head, my head, my head, my head. And he said unto a lad, to one of his servants, carry him to his mother. The boy was sick. The boy was sick. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon, and then he died. Can you believe this? Her miracle died. She didn't get this miracle from the street. She didn't get this miracle from these people on the street, they even have, it's very cute now, they have offices everywhere, they have shops, they have new names, cute names. That's not how she got, this was a miracle from God, and yet he fell sick. The fact that God gave you something and he fell sick does not mean God's hand is off of it. Does not mean God's hand is off of it. The fact that a miracle God gave you isn't going the way it should go does not mean God has vacated. The fact that what you expected to be hasn't come to be, even though it was God who promised you, doesn't mean God has changed his mind. God is not a man, the Bible says. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of a man that he should repent. God does not change his mind. God does not change his mind. That miracle is a promise from God. And until that miracle becomes the miracle God intended it to be, God will not vacate this situation. God will not vacate this situation. Hear me, those of you who have put your hands to the plow, those of you who have reached out and believed God for something, and it looked like you got something, but it looked like some way, on the way somewhere, it looked like something went off. It looked like something didn't quite play out. God has not exited. I want you to know God has not taken his hands off. God still has you in mind. God is thinking about you this moment as his word is being preached to you. God will restore that miracle to you. God will restore that blessing to you. He's coming back fully. He's coming back fully. He's coming back fully in the name of Jesus. Woo! I like what that confession says. My glory will not be stolen. My fruit will not be... Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruit will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. I love it. I love it. Now, that woman understood the source of her miracle. This is not what I plan to preach today, but that's what the Holy Spirit is having me preach. That woman understood the source of her miracle. And you know what? When you know where the source is, all you need to do is go right back to the source. You don't need to fight. You don't need to stress. You don't need to struggle. Just go right back to the source. Just go right back to the source. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Anything God begins in your life, he will complete. My friend, anything God begins in your life, he will finish. He is the starter, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Whatever God began in your life, he will complete it, and he will complete it in record time in the name of Jesus. The question has always been and will always be, do you really know the source of your miracle? Do you know? I mean, was this just because you were so smart? Was this because you knew the people in high positions? Was this because you were able to speak your way to get this miracle? What is, or was it, this came because God gave this to you? That's always the question. When the boy was sick and the father said to his servant, take him to his mother, that man was not going to fight for this. Well, take him to his mother. But that woman remembered where she was when the servant of God prophesied over her. She stood in between the doorway and she spoke over her. About this time next year, you're going to have a son. And she's not willing to let him go. If you read the rest of this story, I don't have a lot of time. I've got to try to close soon. You go down. They started driving towards where the servant. She went and put that boy on the servant, on the prophet's bed, locked the door behind him, and then she asked one of the servants to drive her and drive her as fast as he could to where the source of that miracle was, to where the man of God was. And the Bible says, when her husband saw her, husband said, "You are going to the man of God? What's going on?" He says, "It shall be well." That's what she said. Find that verse for me. It shall be well. It shall be well. That's shalom. The Hebrew word there is shalom. Verse 23. Look at it. Put it up, verse 23. He said, "Why are you? Where are you going to him today? It is not new moon. It's not Sabbath." What did she say? "It shall be well." The original Hebrew in that scripture, it will be shalom. That's what she said.
Amen.
That's the original Hebrew. It will be shalom. What does shalom mean? Peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Well, guess, her son was already missing and broken. Was dead in the room, on the bed. But what did she say? Nothing. It will be well. It will be shalom. And then further down, when she arrived at where the man of God was, what did the man of God say? "Hey, is it well? What brings you here?" What verse is that? She said, "It is well." Look at that. It is well. Now, it's exactly the same words. It was the translators of these two verses of the scriptures that translated one as "it shall be well," using the context of what was going on and what she was saying to interpret it as she said "it shall be." But really, she said exactly the same thing. She said, "It will be shalom." And when she saw the man of God and she said, "The man of God," what verse is this? 26, "Run now, I pray you meet her and say unto her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?" What did she answer? "It is well." Right there, that Hebrew word right there is shalom. It is shalom. There is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. I declare to you in 2025, there will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's go right back. We got to close this today. Go right back to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and look at verse 3. Verse 3 and verse 18. God bless you. Verse 3 and verse 18. Look at it real quickly. Deuteronomy 6, 3. "Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you." Look at this. "That it may be well with you." If you walk in his way, if you do what he says, it will be well with you. That woman simply said, "It is well." Her son was dead in the room, but she said, "It is well." Why? Because she walked in his way and she did what she said. Nobody had prayed for her. Nobody had anointed her. She said, "It shall be well," and it is well. Look at verse 18. Go to Deuteronomy 6, verse 18. Let's read this real quickly. I want to read that scripture in Proverbs before I close. And if I can, Psalm 92. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Look at it. Do that which is right, and do that which is good. What are we preaching on in this season, just to open up this new year? The dew of heaven, your due season, and God's due order. Do that which is right, and do that which is good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you. Let me tell you, one of the things that's good and right, wisdom is lifting up his voice, is calling you today. In this season, wisdom is calling your name.
Amen.
God, the Lord, it was the Lord. I guarantee you, it was the Lord who wrote this book. I guarantee it was the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I know it, because I've gone back to read it over and over and over again. I know the Lord. I know it. Wisdom is calling your name. Let's read quickly from Proverbs chapter 1. In this season, Proverbs, do that which is right and do that which is good, that it may be well with you. One of the things that's good and right, wisdom is calling your name. Don't be missing in action. Proverbs chapter 1, let's read this real quickly. From verse 20. Let's read it from the New Living Translation. I think that's best. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 20. Let's read this. Look at this. Wisdom shouts in the street. She's crying out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those that are gathered in front of the city gate. How long will you simpletons, as the people with the spirit of stupid, how long will you simpletons insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Go on to the next verse. Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and I'll make you wise. You know, wisdom is a person. Wisdom is a person. Go on to the next verse. Go on to the next verse. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. See, that's the spirit of stupid. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. Go on to the next verse. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. Go on to the next verse. So, I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you. Go on to the next verse. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. You know, none of this is for you, right? This is not talking to you. He's talking to those with the spirit of stupid. They are not here in this room. They are not listening to this message today. Now, you look, some of you, I could see your countenance just dropping like, oh, Lord, disaster is coming, trouble. This is not about you. You have the spirit of wisdom. You, when wisdom called your name, you say, hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. Right? I'm here. I'm present. Right? You were not one of those when wisdom called your name, you said, uh-huh. So there's no calamity for me. There's no calamity for you. There's no disaster for you. There's no distress for you. Somebody said there's no calamity for me. So when wisdom called my name, I said, present. There is no calamity for me. I'm full of the spirit of wisdom. There is no distress for me. I'm full of the spirit of wisdom. There is no trouble in my household. I'm full of the spirit of wisdom. I am not a simpleton. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I'm separate from the spirit of stupidity. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. Go on to the next verse. When they cry for help, I will not answer. I told you earlier on, sometimes prayers are not answered. You can pray, but it doesn't mean God is going to answer. God does not answer every prayer. Wisdom is required. Did you see what we read in Deuteronomy? I know for some of you, this might sound strange. But I told you, I prefaced the ministry from the beginning. My assignment is to tell you what does say the Lord. I'm not looking for votes. I'm not looking for offering. My assignment is to tell you what does say. This is what the uncompromised gospel is. He said in Deuteronomy, it will be well with you if you do that which is right and good. Now, the world wants to preach. The popular gospel is to say, it will be well with you no matter what. It is not true. It is not true. It's a popular gospel. In America, it's a popular gospel around the world. It makes us feel good. Makes us, you know, we like the sound of, yeah, no. I don't want to preach something that makes you think. I don't want to preach something that makes you concerned. But I got to tell you what the word is. Every prayer is not answered. You can pray until every part of your body turns blue. It does not mean it is answered. It does not mean it is answered. There is a requirement. Look at that scripture. When they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. See, this is not talking about you. Because you, you have the spirit of wisdom. You are seeking wisdom. You are going after it with everything that you have. You are immersed in the spirit of wisdom. And if you were not before now, as we go into this fast, you will be. So when you call him, he will answer you. Right? And let's finish this scripture. Let's close. We've got to close, right? He says, for they hated knowledge and they chose not to fear the Lord. They hated knowledge and they chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Go on, let's close to the end. Let's go to the end of this. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. This is not you. This is not you. Look at the next verse. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. Look at the last verse right here. Watch this. Watch this. But all who listen to me will live in peace. Shalom will be yours. God's shalom will be yours. You will be untroubled by fear, by harm, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, God's shalom is mine. Say, God's shalom is mine. Say one last time, God's shalom is mine. This is our last scripture before we close. Go right there to Psalm 91. Hallelujah. If you can stand to your feet, let's read Psalm 91 together. Let's read it together from the King James Version of the Bible. This is where we're closing. Psalm 91. I want you to remember some of the things you read in Proverbs and look at the difference between what that person said in Proverbs versus what this person is saying to us in Psalm 91. Let's all go together. Psalm 91 from verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because, watch this, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. Look at that. Compare this to what we read in Proverbs 1. In Proverbs 1, he said, your calamity will come, and I will not come near you. Here he says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Watch this. Look at this verse here. Look at this verse right here. He shall call upon me. Hey, look at this. Look at this. In Proverbs 1, He said, you will call upon me and I will not answer. Here in Psalm 92, He says, He shall call upon me and I will answer Him. Yes. He's the same God. Yes. What is the difference? Why is it that for some, they will call upon Him and He won't answer? But for some others, when they call, even before they call, He has answered them. Before you call, God will answer you this year. I said, before you call, God will answer you this year. He shall call upon me and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him. I will honor Him. So we are not afraid of trouble. Trouble can come. But it is through trouble that the world will know we serve a living God. It is through trouble that we will experience mighty deliverance. It is through trouble that God will elevate us and honor us and bless us and prosper us. He will call upon me, I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. Let's read that last verse together. With long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Say it. With long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. I want you to do it one last time. With long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Let's close out this service. Lift up your hands to heaven. Thank God. His will for you is peace. His counsel for you is peace. He says, when you lie down, you will have peace. When you rise up, you will have peace. When you go out, you will have peace. When you come in, you will have peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding will be your rightful inheritance. In the name of Jesus, every evil beast will be displaced out of your dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, in 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Father, we lift you up today. We exalt your holy name. We give you the glory and the praise. We receive your word, oh God, in fertile soils of our heart, in hearts of humility. We lay hold on the word that you have spoken. We believe your holy word. We believe everything that you have spoken. Lord, you are a covenant-keeping God. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of your word will go unfulfilled. We believe every word that you have spoken. Lord, we receive your shalom. We declare all is well with us, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. It is only with our eyes that we will see the reward of the wicked. Lord, thousands will fall around us, but Lord, we will not come near our dwelling place. There will be no plague near us. There will be no pestilence near us. The snare of the fowler will not entrap us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we will walk in peace. We will dwell in peace. We will thrive in peace. We will live in peace. In the name of Jesus, we declare God's shalom is ours. God's shalom is ours. God's shalom is ours. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive it. We declare it. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, go on and shout hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. He alone deserves it. Hallelujah! He alone deserves it. He alone deserves it. Come on, say that with me. God's shalom is mine. Say it again. God's shalom is mine. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. Every evil beast has been displaced out of my dwelling places. God's shalom is mine. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.